BBC News this week, there was a story about a new BBC radio programme called Cafe Hope. This aims to help give people a sense of hope and purpose in response to all the grim news that people hear every day. Today, on Easter Sunday, at our Cafe Hope, we're celebrating the hope of the resurrection, of new life, and the promise of eternal life. But what does that mean? Maybe the idea of eternal life is hard to get our heads around, especially as the life we know on earth can be hard. It's hard work. All of us struggle in different ways, maybe with the cost of living crisis or coping with ill health or loneliness or bereavement. I see a lot of these hard emotions going on in the college where I work, in the sixth form college. I've seen an alarming increase in mental health issues, including anxiety and low self-esteem, which isn't helped much by social media and living up to these perfect images. The daily grind of life means that we often look down instead of looking up. And the hope that we could have in Jesus. Most people, most of us, are always looking and hoping for something better, a holiday, a new home, a new car, a new job, a new relationship, maybe more money, hoping for the things that this world has to offer. And we, even if we're Christians, are not immune from that. We can be so focused on the here and now that we forget the message of the cross and the hope that the resurrection brings. Without the resurrection, there is no Christian faith. Hope in the midst of the struggles of daily life. Hope that this is not all there is. The Bible says that as Christians, we are just passing through this world, that this isn't the end for us. Hope that we are not alone in our struggles, that Jesus walks with us. I think we all know the famous Footprints poem, and at the end of that, he says, "My precious child, I love you, and I would never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you." And often God is there for us, carrying us, and we don't even know it. We can so easily moan and complain, but we're not really realizing his presence with us always. Do you know, hope is mentioned about 133 times in the Bible. Go and count it if you want. But the sort of hope that the Bible talks about is entirely different to the sort of hope that we talk about. For us, hope has a dimension of uncertainty to it, such as, I hope I do well in my exams. I hope that my medical tests are okay. I hope to get that new job. The things we hope for on this earth don't always happen. But the sort of hope that the Bible talks about is completely different. And there's no better passage to tell that story than in Romans 5, verses 3 to 5. "And not only that," writes Paul, "but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope doesn't disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us." The sort of hope that the Bible talks about is the sort of hope that doesn't disappoint us. It never disappoints us because God is faithful. God's word is true. God's promises never fail. And so we can hope in him with absolute, rock-solid, certain hope. Even during times of suffering, because during that suffering, God is building our character and our endurance, and through that, he grows a godly hope in our hearts by pouring the Holy Spirit into us. 1 Peter 1:3 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God has great mercy, and because of his mercy, he gave us a new life. This new life brings us a living hope through Jesus Christ's resurrection from death." Through the resurrection, Jesus offers us a whole new life, not just with the sort of hope that says, I hope I won't suffer tomorrow. Instead, this new life brings us living hope through Jesus Christ's resurrection from death. No matter what happens to you, that hope will never die because Jesus rose from the grave. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Thank you.